So, way back at the first baptisms in Jerusalem, back in AD 30, it was an extraordinary day then too. It was a really busy time. There was a big festival in Jerusalem, and so Jerusalem was incredibly busy. A bit like Swanage Carnival Week. And in the middle of the festival, the Holy Spirit had come down on Jesus' followers in a very dramatic way. There had been fire and wind and rushing noises, and suddenly they started speaking in all kinds of different languages. People from all around the Mediterranean heard people speaking in their language. It was extraordinary. And when they heard Jesus' followers speaking in all these different languages, a big crowd gathered. Now, the Apostle Peter then stood up and explained to everybody that, in fact, this was not some kind of drunken party, which is what people thought, but actually these people had received the Holy Spirit, which God had been promising for a long time. So Peter stood up and he gave a big speech and he explained all what had happened in Jerusalem a few weeks ago. Crucified, and then he'd come back from the dead. Now we're going to pick up his speech just towards the end, and he's going to come and read to us from the Bible. Thank you.
Good morning. So this reading comes from Acts 2. So Jesus is the one who God raised from death. And we are all witnesses to this. Jesus was lifted up to heaven and is now at God's right side. The Father has given the Holy Spirit to Jesus as he promised. So now Jesus has poured out that Spirit. This is what you see and hear. So all the people of Israel should know this truly. God has made both Jesus, both Lord and Christ. He is the man you nailed to the cross. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "What shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Those who accepted the message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
Thank you. I think our service might go on a bit long if we had 3,000, so luckily we've only got four. But Peter wanted the huge crowd to know that these dramatic signs were all because of somebody called Jesus. Jesus who'd been crucified in Jerusalem 6 weeks earlier. But the big news was that he didn't stay dead. 2 days later, on the Sunday, 3 days with the Jewish counting, because they counted a bit of each day as a day, Jesus had come back to life and people had seen it. No one had been expecting it, but loads and loads of people had seen him, and it had changed their lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I have never seen someone come back from the dead. I've done a lot of funerals, but I've never had anyone come back a couple of days later and go, "Wow, you never know what happened." So the crowd hadn't either. So when they heard about what had happened, well, they were stunned. They were amazed. When they heard Peter's speech, it really challenged them, and they knew they couldn't just walk away because it was life-changing. I don't know if you heard when Heather read it, but it said they were cut to the heart, kind of got them on the inside. And so they asked, "What shall we do?" And that's when Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." So repent's one of those church words, isn't it? But it literally means a changing of direction. It means that you've been going in one direction with your life, doing your own thing, making your own right and wrong. And then you stop and repent and turn around and choose to walk in the opposite direction towards God, allowing him to be the one who makes the right, wrong decisions. So Peter called the people there to be baptized, which is what we're doing here today. And it was a sign acting out in their lives what God was doing on the inside. It was symbolizing that they were joining their individual life and bringing them into God's story. In some extraordinary way, when you get baptized, you are becoming one with Jesus, bringing your story into his. Now, this morning, we are going to be baptizing people the way that we would have done that first Pentecost, by full immersion. They wouldn't have gone for the sea, though, because that would have made it a very, very long day, as Jerusalem is nowhere near the sea. But they would have had a big pool that they would have done it in there. And baptism, going into the water and coming up. I've got my little person here. Here we go. So baptism, or going under the water and coming up, symbolizes two great acts of Jesus that we're going to be sharing in and taking part in. So both Jesus' death and his resurrection, they're both symbolized in this act of baptism, coming back to life and being born again, joining with him. Now, I don't know what you think about when you think about water. What the first thing that comes to mind, maybe it's having a drink, maybe it's having a bath, maybe it's getting in the shower. Quite often we think about washing to do with water. That's great symbolism, isn't it? And that's very much what's happening in baptism. We are using that. God is washing us clean, but on the inside, washing away those inner dirty marks from being mean or selfish or thoughtless, from the things we haven't done, perhaps, as well as the things that we know we shouldn't. But the good news of the cross is that when Jesus died, his death washes away those things. He dealt with the rubbish that we carry, and so we can be made clean. So in baptism, as these guys are being baptized, as they go down into the water, they are symbolically joining with Jesus in his death and being forgiven of all their sins, truly being cleansed from the inside out. But going into the water, obviously, is only half of it. The other half, if we get it right, is coming up again. Don't worry, we will. And the symbolism of coming back out of the water is the resurrection part of Jesus, that coming to new life, giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit who brings that life to us. Put Mr. Lego down for now. Now, receiving the Holy Spirit might sound a little bit weird, but it's just another way of describing how God actually comes to live inside us, how he's with us daily on a daily basis, not kind of like next to or nearby or alongside, but actually God comes to live within us. And it's one of the awesome things about choosing to make your story part of his story is that you get to enjoy the benefits of living with God in you. You get a new peace, a new purpose, a new direction, a new identity, a new family, as we've been singing about, and a new hope. We get a whole new life, both in the here and now, and also in eternity, when we've finished our lives here on earth. So baptism, the sign that we're joining in today, that we're going to be gathering around both here and then down at the sea, it's that symbol of death and life, of forgiveness, cleansing, new birth with the Spirit. It's how we show that we belong to Jesus and we want to make his story our story.